Explaining Postmodernism, Chapter 2, The Counter-Enlightenment Attack on Reason. Enlightenment Reason, Liberalism, and Science. The Enlightenment developed those features of the modern world that many now take largely for granted: liberal politics and free markets, scientific progress and technological innovation. All four of those institutions depend upon confidence in the power of reason. Political and economic liberalism depend on confidence that individuals can run their own lives. One gives political power and economic freedom to individuals only to the extent one thinks that they are capable of using it wisely. That confidence in individuals is fundamentally a confidence in the power of reason, reason being the means by which individuals can come to know their world, plan their lives, and interact socially the way that reasonable people do, by trade, discussion, and the force of argument. Science and technology more obviously depend upon confidence in the power of reason. Scientific method is an increasingly refined application of reason to understanding nature. Trusting science's results cognitively is an act of confidence in reason, as is trusting one's life to its technological products. Institutionalizing confidence in the power of reason is the most outstanding achievement of the Enlightenment. One indication of this is that of the thousands of brilliant and hardworking individuals who made the Enlightenment happen, the three men, all of them English, most often identified as being most influential in making the Enlightenment possible are Francis Bacon, for his work on empiricism and scientific method, Isaac Newton, for his work on physics, and John Locke, for his work on reason, empiricism, and liberal politics. Confidence in the power of reason underlay all of their achievements. Their analyses and arguments carried the day, and it was the framework that they developed that provided the intellectual basis for every major development in the 18th century.